Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm again sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton. And I have my co-host on the line as well, Deaconess Angela Campbell from Power and Light Ministries. So again, we just want to say good morning. We're starting a little differently today, but just pray for us as we go forward. Thank you so much. If you have a prayer request, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page and leave us your prayer request so that we can pray for you and add our faith to yours and move forward. We're going to start with prayer and open up this morning. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today. Father, we just want to thank you. Father, we uplift your name. We magnify your name. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way, take over for this hour, and let us pray the prayers that need to be prayed. Father, we just thank you. We praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. We give you praise today, Father. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father, we give you glory. We just thank you. Lord Jesus, precious Lamb of God, we magnify your name. We thank you and uplift your name. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We just praise you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for every prayer that has been answered. We thank you for every prayer that has been asked. We just thank you and uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father, you know what your people stand in need for. Father, you know the prayers that have went forth. And, Father, we're just asking that, Father, every prayer, Father, in your will, Father, be answered, Father, swiftly, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you know those, Father, that need healing, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now we decree and declare, Father, every body, Father, that's dealing with infirmity, according to your word, Father, that Jesus, Father, your Son, your precious Lamb, Father, your precious Lamb, Father, that he has taken on our infirmities, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, it is illegal, Father, for our bodies to be attacked with infirmities, O Heavenly Father. And your word, Father, your law, the fact says, Father, that by his stripes, Father, we are all healed and completely restored, Father. So, Father, I decree and declare right now that bodies are restored right now. Father, those that are dealing with depression and sadness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, your word said, cast your cares on your Son, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we stand in the position of intercessors, Father. And right now, Father, we're asking, Father, that you take on every care, O Heavenly Father. We cast every care on you, Father, every heaviness, Father, as you, Father, you said that to cast our burdens on you, Father, and take on your yoke, Father, for your yoke is light, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Father, we're asking right now, Father, that every heaviness, Father, every yoke, every burden, Father, we pass on to your Son, Father. And, Father, that our burden is lightened, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those out there, Father, that are dealing with financial issues, O Heavenly Father, Father, your law, the fact, Father, says that you, our God, Father, our Father, Father, that you would meet every need, O Heavenly Father, through your riches and glory, Father, by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, so, Father, right now, Father, we loose, Father, those We lose, Father, everything needed, Father. Everything, Father, that you've already blessed us with, Father. We call it into manifestation right now, Father. Through faith, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we release most precious faith, Father. Right now, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you right now. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, every need met right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up any and all worry. We bind up any and all attacks of the enemy, Father. We cancel out every assignment of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, we stand on your promise, Father, that, Father, the seed of the righteous are blessed. Father, every parent, Father, with a child, O Heavenly Father, we decree and declare, Father, their lives, Father, blessed. All is well, Father, with our offspring, Father, with our children, with our children's children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you right now. Father, we magnify your name right now. Father, we give you praise right now. Satan, we command you right now in the name of Jesus to remove your hand off the lives of our children. Father, we right now, Father, we ask that you give your angels charge over our children. Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Hallelujah, Father, we bind up their ears, O Heavenly Father, to ungodly talk and ungodly counsel, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We loose their ears to godly counsel, Father, and godly advice, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. We give you praise right now, Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree these words spoken to be so in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to bring on my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Deaconess, are you there?
I am, Pastor Avantaine. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm really blessed and just really thankful this morning for God's power and his authority. So I'm just blessed. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God is definitely moving. We, Deaconess and myself, we received some wonderful, wonderful news. We're here in Chicago and just becoming active in the community and just setting up some things to where we can minister to those in the community. Those that are hurt, those that are depressed, those that are even sick, those dealing with addictions, and all the other battles that the enemy has brought to their doorstep. And we were just blessed to hear how prayer is just changing the communities that the people of God are in and where the people of God are active. Schools are being changed. The level of violence has dropped significantly. Double-digit percentages. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just in agreement with you, Pastor, that's all. Yeah.
Okay. Amen, amen. So it was just wonderful to have that news, to find out, you know, the prayers that we've been praying are coming manifest, that the Spirit of the Lord is moving mightily in the areas that we've been praying for. So, Father, we just want to thank you and give you praise. Father, we just want to magnify your name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. But I'm going to turn it over to Deaconess and have you pray what the Lord puts on your heart. So, woman of God, You have control.
Thank you, God. God, we you hallelujah. God, we praise you. We do praise you on this morning. God, we magnify you. We exalt you. We glorify your holy and everlasting name.
God, we're thankful for everything that you've done and what you're doing. God, we're thankful for how you've been manifesting. God, we thank you for what you've been demonstrating and how your power has been going forth, has been going forth all throughout, Father God, the neighborhoods, Father God. You are truly a good God. You are awesome, God. You are a powerful God. God, we just exalt you and we thank you. God, we are in awe of what you're doing. God, we thank you that your word never comes back void. When you said, God, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, would humble themselves and pray, would turn from their wicked ways, then I would forgive them, I would hear them, and I would heal the land. God, we're so thankful. We're thankful that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Everything you said, you do. God, we're thankful this morning. God, we're thankful for your faithfulness. We're thankful for what you are doing in the neighborhood, God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We believe your report on today. We believe your report on today. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you the same way Paul and Silas, when they were in the prison, God, for injustice, Father God. You were in the midst. They praised you. They worshiped you. And the foundation was shaking. It was shaking. And they were released. God, we thank for the release of souls in these communities. We thank you for the release, Father God, of families, those that have been that have been addicted to drugs. Thank you for the release, God. Those that haven't had a resource and a hope, thank you for the release from a discouraged heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. God, we just thank you on this morning. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just bring ourselves before you, God. We ask if there is anything in our hearts, anything in us that has not been like you. Any thoughts we've entertained that did not line up with your word and who you are, God. We ask right now that you would forgive us. Anyone that we've held in unforgiveness, Father God, we ask that you would forgive us, God. We forgive them. We release them to you in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you would forgive us, Father God, because your word says if we don't first forgive, you will not forgive us. So, God, we release them to you this morning. We release, despite what happened, we release them to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We release them to you. God, we thank you. We thank you that you are a God that binds up the brokenhearted. So no matter how it happened or what happened, Father God, you are here to bind up our broken heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being an everlasting God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just praise you and we bless you. We bless you, Father God, on today. God, we ask that you would continue to bind up the brokenhearted. We stand on your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying. We're praying for those that have been affected by these murdering demons in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying for those in New York, Father God. We lift them up right now. God, we're asking those, that person that was killed, their family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, comfort them. Those that were hurt, Father God, restore healing to their body. We rebuke the plans of the enemy in that area. We come against that murdering demon. The blood of Jesus is against you in New York. The blood of Jesus is against you in Chicago. The blood of Jesus is against you all over this nation. We come against that murdering demon right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, dispatch your angel all in that area, God. Dispatch your angels up and down the streets of Chicago. Dispatch your angels, Father God, in Inglewood. Dispatch your angels, Father God, in the south suburbs. Dispatch your angels, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for angelic protection and help. Thank you, God. We thank you that you are the God that is a strong tower. We thank you that your word says that 1,000 might fall on our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but by no means will any harm come against us. God, we thank you. We stand on your word today. We stand on your word today. We believe you. We believe your report that danger, harm will not come nigh our house. It will not come nigh our dwelling in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree a roll by day, Koramande, on today. Safety, safety, safety. Safety in our neighborhood. Safety in our homes. Safety in our minds. We come against that devil right now that will bomb by our mind. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person that is listening, over their mind right now. It come against every negative thought, every thought that would try to bombard their mind, anything that is not in agreement with the word of God. We pull every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your word that says, we do not fight flesh and blood, but we fight. Thank you. We thank you. We fight spirit. In heavenly places. Thank you, God, that we pull down every thought on today. In the mighty, we speak to those thoughts right now. And we say, line up with the word of God. Those that are listening and those that are connected, we speak to those thoughts right now. We sit in the gap. We're saying those thoughts will and do now line up with the word of God. We said, God, that let this mind be in us as also in Christ Jesus. The mind of Christ. We declare on today the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. Everyone connected to us, everyone listening, the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. God, we thank you, we thank you on today for perseverance, Father God, in the midst of all things, because it will bring forth hope. Thank you, Jesus. Patience is bringing forth hope. We thank you, for hope on today. We thank you for hope. We thank you for hope. We rebuke the spirit of hope deferred on today in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe that everything that we have prayed for, Father God, that we prayed it in faith, Father God, your word said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knocking the door is open. If you ask, stand and believe. And you'll receive it. So we thank you for faith on today to believe you for everything. Help us on today to see the things, God, that you've already answered. Thank you for the prayers you've answered. Help us to see them in the mighty name of Jesus and to thank you for them in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to be thankful in the small things, God, that the spirit of hope deferred would not latch on to us. But, God, we will believe you until the end in the name of Jesus. We will be like Elijah that saw a cloud the size of a man's fist, but he did not stop. He did not stop praying, but he saw. He saw that thing. He saw the beginning of what you had promised would happen in the name of Jesus. God, on today, we declare and decree that every prayer that has been answered, we will see it and we will thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We will thank you for it, God. We will believe you and thank you for it, God. We will live in a posture of gratitude and thankfulness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because your word says in all things, give thanks. And that we should pray, giving thanks and supplication. It said, with thanksgiving, God, make our requests known unto you. Because that's when the peace of you, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts in our minds. We need our hearts and our minds, God, guarded, God. And only will that come through thanksgiving and through prayer. So, God, we thank you, God, on today. We praise you, God, on today. We magnify you on today. And I just lift up my sister. I lift up my brother-in-law. I lift up the entire family. Father God, I lift up my other family family members in the body of Christ. I lift them up before you, God, because you are a God that hears and answers prayer. You are a God that is able to keep our hearts together, to bind up your broken heart. God, on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, continue to release your presence all over that family. Hover over there. Hover over them, Holy Spirit, the way you hovered over the deep. Speak into this situation, the way you spoke into this earth, and then things happen. God, when you speak, things happen. Hover over this family in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your presence overshadow every single one of them. My niece, let your presence overshadow her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
And God, we just thank you. We praise you. We bless you and we exalt you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. We really appreciate your prayers. Father, we thank you for answering those prayers. We stand in agreement with those prayers, Father, those decrees, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Men and women of God, we must decree things. The Bible tells us that you decree a thing and it will be established unto you. God didn't say it probably will be. It said it will be established unto you. So that thing will be brought into fruition. That's why in Genesis, God gave us authority. As God, Holy Spirit, Jesus have in heaven, that is what we have on earth. That is what Jesus came to restore, along with salvation, was our authority on the earth to be able to decree and declare or legislate things on this earth. Amen. So we have to begin to be cognizant to use our mouths effectively. This is also why Jesus said that we'll be responsible for every idle word that we speak, because our voices are to command. The same way that God commanded, or God commands, when God commanded in the beginning, he commanded things into fruition. He didn't pray. He commanded those things into fruition. So this is what we're supposed to do as well. We're supposed to command things in our lives. We're supposed to command things out of our lives. The effects of the enemy, they're to be commanded out of our lives. Amen. And that's why it's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. We're taking authority over our morning. We're taking authority over our day. We're commanding our day what to do. We're not allowing our day to just move along by chance, or we're not hoping that God is going to move in our day. We're going to command things to happen. We're going to walk in the authority that Jesus Christ laid his life down to restore back into our lives. We're going to use that authority to change the landscapes of our community. We're going to use that authority to make the path for our children. Amen. So, again, always you can even look at the way Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed as communication with God, how to hear clearly from God, how to commune with God. When he healed, he didn't pray for those to be healed. He commanded and he acted per Holy Spirit for them to be healed. If you would see how Jesus prayed, he didn't do a lot of asking. it was more of a command situation where he took control. That's when particularly when he spoke to the Roman captain, and the Roman captain told him, you don't even need to come to my house. When I give an order, that order is carried out. So in the same way, Jesus, when you give an order, it'll be done, and my servant will be healed. And that's the way the kingdom of God works. We have to get to the point where we mature and we're not asking God for everything, especially the things that he's done. We're commanding those things to come into physical manifestation. The scripture tells us that glory be to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So every spiritual blessing that we need has already been done. It's just in the spiritual, and it's up to us to command it to come into fruition in the natural realm. Amen. So those are just kind of some prayer directives as well. Of course, we always want to stand in faith. We always want to have a scripture to back up what we're praying for or what we're commanding. My coverall is whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. The Greek scripture, the actual scripture says that if I don't have it, God is saying, I will create it for you. So God is saying, anything within my will, you will have. Even if God has to create it for you, which it's already done, because God already knew what you would ask, what you would need, and what you would pray for. Amen. But that scripture also tells us, but when you ask, if you have any aught with anybody, any issue on any level, forgive that person. And that's a reason why some of our prayers don't come into fruition, because we may have love issues. So those are issues that you want to take care of. You know, always walk in love. So faith and love is the thing that's going to power your prayer requests into fruition. Amen. So at any level, ought means any issues with someone at any level, no matter how minute it might be, how small it might be, we need to walk in forgiveness, forgiving anybody of anything the same way the grace of God will forgive you for anything at any time that you've done. And God's love is supposed to be active through us as well. So we need to forgive people at any level for anything that they have done. Amen. So we're going to continue to move forward in prayer. I want to again pray for the people of God. Heavenly Father, we magnify your name. Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we just give you praise today, Father. We praise you, Father, for all that you've done. We praise you, O Heavenly Father, for the things that have not come into manifestation. Father, we give you praise and we honor you right now, O Heavenly Father, for the prayers that you're going to give us, for the decrees that you're going to forgive us, Father. That you're going to give us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that you've given unto us, Father, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Father, that the eyes of our understanding, Father, have been enlightened, that we now know what is the hope of your calling and what the riches of the glory of your inheritance in us, the saints, Father, your righteous ones, Father. Those that have received salvation. And Father, what is the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in your Son Christ Jesus when you raised him from the dead, and you set him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And you have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And, Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, for opening our eyes and giving us understanding. Father, we continue, Father, to come to your throne of grace, praying for more wisdom, O Heavenly Father. We're asking for more wisdom, Father. Hallelujah, Father. And where and how to execute the wisdom that you've given us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and praise you right now. We thank you and uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father, for knowing us when you formed us in the belly, Father. We thank you, Father, for laying your hands on us, Father, as we were even in the belly, giving us assignments, Father, stirring up the gifts in us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, keep the gifts in us stirred up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Just continue, Father, to map out our lives, O Heavenly Father. Father, continue, Father, to take us to, Father, that expected end, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Your word says, Father, that you will honor us with long life, Father. So, Father, we speak long life into the saints, Father. We speak long life into the righteous ones, Father. We speak life into those, Father, that have not even received salvation, Father, so that, Father, they will have a chance to receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, hallelujah, Father, let us be active, Father, in the harvest, O Heavenly Father, spreading your word. Holy Spirit, give us the word to speak to the unsaved. Give us a boldness, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let us, when you give us the unction, let us be bold enough but tactful enough to approach people, Father, and introduce the gospel to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we stand with you, Father, in hopes that, Father, all men would be saved, all men would be redeemed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come, Father, and we snatch those, Father, we snatch those individuals out of the hand of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, we bind your every plan. We bind your every activity. Wherever you're at, we bind your activity now in the name of Jesus. And it is law that whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your mighty name. Father, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. We uplift your name, Father. We praise your name. Father, we give you glory this morning, Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. We magnify your name. Let's just give God some praise for about 2 or 3 minutes. Let's just give him praise. Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised, Father.
You are worthy to be praised, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and uplift and magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. We give you praise today, Father. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we thank you, Father, for us, Father, who dwell in the secret place, Father. Hallelujah, of you, the Most High, Father, that we shall abide under the shadow, Father, of you, the Almighty. Father, we will say of the Lord, Father, you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our God, our Father, in you we will trust. Surely you have delivered us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Father, you shall cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust. Your truth shall be our shield and buckler. Your word will be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. Father, we will not be shook, Father, for it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because Father, we have made you the Lord, which is our refuge, even you the Most High, our habitation. Therefore, no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us, Father, and to keep us in all your ways. Father, we will meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, they will bear us up in their hands, and lest we dash our foot against the stone, we shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall we trample. You have given us power and authority over these things. Because you have set your love upon us, therefore you will deliver us. You will set us on high because we have known your name. We shall call upon you and you will answer us. You will be with us in trouble. You will never leave us or forsake us. You will deliver us and honor us. With long life will you satisfy us, and you will show us your salvation. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we decree that prayer to be so. You know what your people are standing in need of. You know what they're going through, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we speak peace into their lives, O Heavenly Father. Shalom, Father, we decree into their lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come against addictions, O Heavenly Father. We come against every attack of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, lives, homes, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that they are restored, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Father, we come against infirmities of the mind, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Father, I just keep hearing addictions, Father. We command addictions destroyed, Father. And the people restored, Father, hallelujah. And everything, Father, that the addiction stole, Father, we have caught the enemy, Father, in the action of theft. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, when the thief is caught, he must return sevenfold. So, Father, we decree and declare, Father, each and every man, woman, and child, Father, hallelujah, that infirmities and addictions have been broken in their lives, Father. They are restored sevenfold, Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father. We ask that you bring those from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We decree, Father, that their ears are brought to hear these prayers, Father. And, Father, that they will be in agreement, Father. Hallelujah, the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Father. We decree these words and prayers to be so, Father, in your Son Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen, and amen. We have a caller on the line. We're going to just might be one of our fellow prayer warriors or someone with a prayer request. Caller, can you hear me?
This is Chantal. I just came on. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Chantella. How are you?
I'm having better days. Well, Pastor Mel, you know, my ongoing prayer has been for the well-being of my grandchildren, and it seems like it's getting worse. And then I started praying for the mother. And for some reason, they just up and left their house, everything in it, and they've been basically living everywhere. They're mad at me because they don't, you know, I don't know. For some reason, they got mad at me because they want me to give, my son wants me to give him money. I'm not giving him money to use for drugs. So the kids almost got caught in a drug raid on Thursday. Because the mother was at work, and he is hanging out at a drug house. That's where he's staying at. And he noticed the police cars lining up, and he got the kids and left, luckily, before they came in the house. So basically, they're homeless, the mother. And then she told DCFS that she was staying with her sister, and my son had brought the kids to the great-grandmother's house. And, to the great-grandmother's house. And my ex saw the kids, and he was like, DCFS can't see them like this because they were so dirty, diapers hanging off of them because they were so wet. So he got them diapers, they cleaned them up, and the mother came and got them, took them to her sister's house, and that's where she told DCFS she was staying. But it seems like the more I pray for the well-being of their family, seems like it's getting worse.
Well, woman of God, we don't look at what it looks like. We look at the end result. That Father, all is well. That Father, I'm thanking you for the answers to my prayers. Even myself, I'm going through some things with my daughter and my ex-wife, but I just give God the glory because I know the prayers that I've prayed, the things that I have decreed, so we don't look at the things that, because again, God is dealing with people and they have their own will. So we have to allow God to, whatever needs to be done to soften their hearts, to break the ground that has been built up in their lives, because they have to allow God to move. God is not going to just say, you've prayed this prayer, so I'm just going to go in and change these people. No, he's going to soften their hearts, so that they will then begin to make different decisions and so on and so forth. But in the end, it will all work out. But again, we have to be diligent, operating in faith. And when we begin to look at what's happening before us and then begin to praying over and over and over, is that prayer or is it desperation? So we have to ask ourselves as well, what are we doing during time of manifestation? Are we standing on faith or are we pleading with God to do something that we've already asked and it's now time to be in that position of
faith, thanks, and just standing on the wall, giving the angels charge over the children, speaking and really confessing. You know, God told us to meditate in the Word both day and night, to keep in that Word. That word meditate means to keep uttering. So we want to keep uttering those things, the word of God, over our children, over our grandchildren, because God said He would not, His word would not return void to Him. But I'm going to ask Deaconess Angela to cover you in prayer. Deaconess, are you still with us?
Yes, Pastor. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you get that prayer request?
I did, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus.
If you could cover Sister Chantella, please.
Yes, sir. That would be my pleasure. Woman of God, we just thank God for you calling in too, because God has the answer to everything, and He's not a man that He should lie. So the things that He promised you, promised your children, promised your grandchildren, all the things that God has promised, He's going to deliver on His promises. He's never failed, ever, ever. So we're just going to start off by believing that and standing in that. God, we just thank you. We thank you, God, that you are a God that has never failed. You have never failed, God, and you never will. And, God, we just come before you thanking you for being who you are in the midst of the things that are around us, God. We know that your word does not return back void, and we stand on it this morning. Thank you for Sister Chantel. God, you are a good God. Thank you for putting on her heart, Father God, to pray in the mighty name of Jesus and to confess and to believe you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that you will continue to stir up Sister Chantel's faith, God. Build it up, build up her faith to believe the things that she has confessed and prayed in the mighty name of Jesus. Because your word says that, Father God, once we ask, God, we must believe. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for how you are moving in this situation, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for how you are covering those children. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to have your angels encamped around them. We release your angels even now, God, in that situation, God. They have been dispatched, and we dispatch them, God, to keep watch in the mighty name of Jesus over those children. God, we thank you. We thank you that you are executing even now your purposes for those children. You knew before the foundation of the earth what they would need, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, for things of the Gentile. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you are a God that sees her and allows her to see. You are Jehovah Roi, the God that sees and the God that allows us to see. You see exactly what is happening. You know exactly what is going on. And God, we thank you for that. We thank you that, Father God, this situation will end for our good. Your word says that you come to give us life, and that abundantly. You, Father God, give us a hope and an expected end. Thank you, God, that these grandchildren have an expected end that is good. You come to give them life, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for how you're even moving even now with the parents, God. We thank you. We know, we believe you that it's a finished work. Thank you, Karabase. We stand in Abasaya. We stand believing. And God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for encouraging, stirring up the hope, the faith on the inside of this woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for stirring it up, Father God. Thank you that she can confess and profess these things, Father God, in faith and in hope, God, and even in joy, knowing that whatever it looks like, God, you've already executed that thing. In the mighty name, God, I say, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We praise you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We are like Paul and Silas on today, magnifying you, God, praising you, God, blessing you, God, exalting you, God, lifting your name up, God, giving your name praise, God, giving your name glory, God, giving your name honor, God. Thank you, God, you said that you inhabit the praises of your people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing in this situation. Thank you, God. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the tenet of our faith. Thank you for the testimony, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that she's going to look back on this and say, my God did this. Oh, how great is my God. Thank you. Right now she can look at it and say, my God is in this. He is doing this thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for even refreshing her in the name of Jesus. Thank you for refreshing this woman of God. God, we pray, God, we pray that you will continue to help her to stay in your rest, that she will not get out of a position of rest, God. We bind every spirit of worry and anxiousness in the mighty name of Jesus. But we thank you because that will guard her heart and her mind. We bind up the spirit of anxiousness and fear. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God. She is in a position of rest. God, we thank you that she will continue to stay in her and rest, God, knowing that you are God and God all by yourself, and that you will do all that you have declared that you will do in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we pray on today that as she continues throughout her day, that not only, Father God, she will continue, Father God, knowing that you are God, but continue it with joy, with peace, Father God, in the rest of you. Continue it believing who you are. She'll continue it in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And all those that come in her presence will say, how do you have this much peace? She'll say, it is my God. Thank you, Jesus, that has given me this much peace. It's my faith in his word that's given me this much peace in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you. We just praise you and we just bless you. And we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you, thank you. So, woman of God, just in this position, the prayers have been prayed, and just stand, just continue to give God praise when Satan tries to shake your faith. Give God praise because he's given the angels charge over your son, your grandchildren, your daughter-in-law. But within that will, within what God is doing, they still have their own will. And a lot of times it takes time for a person's will or their heart to be changed. But Proverbs tells us that the seed of the righteous are blessed. Psalms tells us, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. So know that there is a blessing on your children because you are the righteousness of God. So please, just when this stuff comes, begin to train yourself to not go into worry. The Bible tells us to be anxious about nothing, but come to God with everything in prayer and supplication. That supplication means thanks. So just thank God, praise God, that through his infinite wisdom, it's all taken care of. Amen. We have just a few minutes left. We want to thank everybody that has tuned in. We want to thank everybody that will listen to the broadcast the recording later. I want to thank Deaconess. She's just a wonderful, powerful woman of God who loves God, who's just always, she just has a zeal for God. We have different gifts, and one of her gifts is a zeal for the Lord. So I want to just take a minute out to pray for the prayer warriors. Amen. So, Father, we just want to uplift Deaconess, Father. We just want to bring her and her prayer request, Father, the things that we have decreed, Father. We want to bring those things to your remembrance, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, because we see the movement. We see the manifestation coming into play, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name, Father, for moving in her life. Holy Spirit, we're asking that you will lead her into huge, bigger prayers, bigger decrees, hallelujah. Increase her coast for the kingdom, Father. Hallelujah. Increase, we thank you for increasing her business, Father, for the kingdom, Father, to be able to keep her hands busy, Father. Father, even lead and guide her, Father, with the transition that she's considering going through. Father, the word says that you, the Lord, are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And, Father, we're the sheep. And as the sheep, Father, we give you total control. Father, as Jesus, you are the Lord of our lives. So we give you say-so over everything that we do. And help us, Father, to be acquiesced, as Deaconess puts it. So, Father, we just thank you and we praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you for everything that you're doing in her life, Father. We ask, Father, that the blessing on her life, Father, is manifest mightily, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we testify right now, Father, how we have sat and how we've watched, Father, how you've moved in Deaconess' life, Father, how you've blessed her, Father, how you have favored her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Father, your favor activated in her life and active in her life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every infirmity, Father, from eyesight, O Heavenly Father, to anything, Father, that she has been attacked with, Father, we command it broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that it's broken, Father. Allergies, O Heavenly Father, any and all things, Father, that you did not add to her, any and all things, Father, that you did not plant in her, Father, that tree is uprooted now, Father, even as we speak, Father, even as we decree and declare, and Father, we decree all these things to be so in Jesus' mighty name. Woman of God, I just felt a breaking. So there's some things, Father, that are broken in the mighty name of Jesus in your life. Mm-hmm. So, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Thank you again for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Please join us next week, 6 a.m. Central Time. That's a little early for you guys on the West Coast. That's 4 a.m., 7 a.m. on East Coast time. Go to our page, our Facebook page, FMX Warriors. Like the page. Again, leave your prayer requests throughout the week. We do deal with those prayer requests throughout the week. As well as we post scripture, we post songs, just to keep you built up through the week, so to speak. Prayer reminders, prayer directives, amen, through the week as well. So, again, we just thank you for tuning in Blog Talk Radio. I want to say thank you. I'm going to hand it over to Deaconess so she can give her thanks.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Avante. Just thank you so much for the prayer, and I stand in complete agreement. I just thank God for everything that he is doing
and how he is manifesting himself in everybody's life. I thank you for Sister Chantel that called in. I thank you that she is continuing to believe, because the fact that she's even asking and seeking out prayer means that she knows that it's important. So to me, that's awesome. It said, I know that the answer is in prayer. I'm going to keep praying and decreeing. So, God, I'm just so thankful how God is going to move in that situation with those individuals, and thankful for how he has released his power on today. So I just want to thank you for allowing me to pray and just bless, thank God for you. I pray, God, continue to restore back to you everything, man of God, that you have released and poured out into other people's life. I just thank God. I pray the resources would be continually flowing supernaturally for you and for Follow Me As I Follow Christ Ministries, Apostle Overton, and for Blog Talk Radio. I just believe that God wants to continue to move in this venue and continue to open up greater platforms even, so that his word and prayer can be released into the atmosphere and all for many demographics through your ministry. And I just pray that God continues to bless everything you put your hand to. In Jesus' name, amen. God.
Amen. We will see you. We will see everyone next week. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.